This is the New American Bible, the Old Testament, continuing with the second book of Maccabees, chapter 13. The Syrians invade Judea. In the year 149, Judas and his men learned that Antiochus Eupator was invading Judea with a large force, and that with him was Lysias, his guardian, who was in charge of the government. They led a Greek army of 110,000 foot soldiers, 5,300 horsemen, 22 elephants, and 300 chariots armed with scythes. Death of Menelaus. Menelaus also joined them, and, with great duplicity, kept urging Antiochus on, not for the welfare of his country, but in the hope of being established in office. But the King of Kings aroused the anger of Antiochus against the scoundrel. When the king was shown by Lysias that Menelaus was to blame for all the trouble, he ordered him to be taken to Beroea and executed there in the customary local method. There is at that place a tower 75 feet high, full of ashes, with a circular rim sloping down steeply on all sides toward the ashes. A man guilty of sacrilege or notorious for certain other crimes is brought up there and then hurled down to destruction. In such a manner was Menelaus, the transgressor of the law, fated to die. He was deprived even of decent burial. It was altogether just that he who had committed so many sins against the altar with its pure fire and ashes should meet his death in ashes. Skirmish near Modin. The king was advancing, his mind full of savage plans for inflicting on the Jews worse things than those they suffered in his father's time. When Judas learned of this, he urged the people to call upon the Lord night and day to help them now, if ever, when they were about to be deprived of their law, their country, and their holy temple, and not to allow this nation, which had just begun to revive, to be subjected again to blasphemous Gentiles. When they had all joined in doing this, and had implored the merciful Lord continuously with weeping and fasting and prostrations for 3 days, Judas encouraged them and told them to stand ready. After a private meeting with the elders, he decided that before the king's army could invade Judea and take possession of the city, the Jews should march out and settle the matter with God's help, leaving the outcome to the Creator of the world and exhorting his followers to fight nobly to death for the laws, the temple, the city, the country, and the government. He pitched his camp near Modin. Giving his men the battle cry, "God's victory," he made a night attack on the king's pavilion with a picked force of the bravest young men, and killed about 2,000 in the camp. They also slew the lead elephant and its rider. Finally, they withdrew in triumph, having filled the camp with terror and confusion. Day was just breaking when this was accomplished, with the help and protection of the Lord. Treaty with Antiochus V. The king, having had a taste of the Jews' daring, tried to take their positions by a stratagem. So he marched against Bethzur, a strong fortress of the Jews. But he was driven back, checked and defeated. Judas then sent supplies to the men inside, but Rhodocus of the Jewish army betrayed military secrets to the enemy. He was found out, arrested, and imprisoned. The king made a second attempt by negotiating with the men of Bethzur. After giving them his pledge and receiving theirs, he withdrew and attacked Judas and his men. But he was defeated. Next, he heard that Philip, who was left in charge of the government in Antioch, had rebelled. Dismayed, he parleyed with the Jews, submitted to their terms, and swore to observe their rites. Having come to this agreement, he offered a sacrifice and honored the temple with a generous donation. He approved of Maccabeus and left him as military and civil governor of the territory from Ptolemais to the region of the Gerenes. When he came to Ptolemais, the people of that city were angered by the peace treaty. In fact, they were so indignant that they wanted to annul its provisions. But Lysias took the platform, defended the treaty as well as he could, and won them over by persuasion. After calming them and gaining their goodwill, he returned to Antioch. That is how the king's attack and withdrawal went.